Jesus said, "Come. Come apart with me into a desert place and rest a while." For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. That's what Mark writes in Mark 6:31. So, dear one, take immediate action. I mean immediately. Seek counsel from an experienced and respected minister friend. Go to your pastor. Go to a friend in the ministry. Swallow your pride. Open up. And loved one, this one's important too. You need to assist someone who is in trouble around you.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hello there, everyone. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you once again to Your Place of Grace podcast. Praise God. I'm so glad you've come back to take in part two of this quick series entitled How to Overcome Depression. Let me pick up where we left off just the other day. You know, your words can create death or life. The Bible tells us so. So stop fueling the fire of depression through critical conversation with others. Put that fire out. There are two ways to make something bigger, through thought and through talk. So starve your thoughts and conversation, then the circumstances usually change. Now let me also say that impatience has impoverished thousands. Think about it. Despondent youth, blinded to the benefits of waiting, become runaways, dropouts, premature parents, and candidates for divorce. An unforgiving attitude will also drain your joy. David Wilkerson, the author of The Cross and the Switchblade, once said that a major problem he encountered among teens involved bitterness and hatred toward parents. Many young people have found a new world of power and victorious living when a forgiving spirit was allowed to control their lives. Jesus said, "And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father, who is also in heaven, may forgive your trespasses." That's Mark 11:25. Let me say also that fatigue, that's a big one. Fatigue is a major cause of depression. One renowned U.S. president avoided speaking after 9 o'clock p.m. He lost speech discipline as the evening progressed. Refocus and concentrate on the four major priorities of your life. They are time in the Word of God, time in prayer, physical exercise, and rest. I'm telling you, I'm a preacher myself, and I'll tell you that more preachers have backslid through fatigue than through deception. That's in my opinion. I myself have fought many personal battles along this line myself. It's amazing how one night of sleep can totally change your opinion of the world. Praise God. Leaders have learned the power and strength of systematic recuperation. One pastor confessed, he said, "For 10 years I lived knowing that I missed God's perfect plan. Weariness and mental fatigue blinded me to the fruits of my labors in a pastorate. And so impulsively, what did I do? I resigned. A few weeks later, I realized This was a serious mistake. He said complete rest and relaxation with my family would have changed everything. And loved one, if we refuse Christ's invitation to come apart and rest a while, we usually do come apart at the seams. Jesus said, "Come, come apart with me into a desert place and rest a while." For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. That's what Mark writes in Mark 6:31. So, dear one, take immediate action. I mean immediately. Seek counsel from an experienced and respected minister friend. Go to your pastor. Go to a friend in the ministry. Swallow your pride. Open up. And loved one, this one's important too. You need to assist someone who is in trouble around you. The Bible says, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man does, the same shall he receive from the Lord, whether he be bond or free. That's Ephesians 6:8. Remember when Job prayed for his friends? His own captivity was turned. The Bible says, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. That's found in Job 42, verse 10. You need to reach out to others. Oh yeah, even when you're depressed, you need to reach out to others. Bless them, help them, pray for them. And you also need to initiate a change in your environment. Read a new book. Go shopping. Go bowling. Go to a ball game. Remember, the real battle is in your mind, dear one. You win or lose between your ears. And I'm telling you, Satan is a master in this area, but he is defeatable. Praise God. You should anticipate and plan for personal victory. Sometimes what begins in tragedy ends up in triumph. Think about it. Consider Daniel, from lion's bait to honor. The three Hebrew children, from fiery furnace to awe and approval. Then there's Joseph, from a slave to a prime minister of Egypt. Then there's the Lord Jesus Christ himself, from the cross to the resurrection. You can begin stepping out of depression right now, dear one. Enter into joy. Enter into rest. Enter into the power life. And enjoy the winner's world. Oh, dear one, the Bible says you are more than a conqueror. You can do it. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God has assured us, my grace is sufficient for you. So believe it. Do not let the words, the failures, the opinions of people crush you. No, declare the promises of God boldly, aloud, and often. And practice three secrets of power living every single day. First of all, respect the opinions of God concerning your life. And that's taking Scripture into your heart daily. You need the Bible. You need Scripture. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The second secret to power living is this: habitualize your morning talks with God. Commit to a half an hour, to an hour of prayer each and every day. Get into your closet. Go off alone. Talk with God. Listen to God. Faith talk. Repeat aloud the viewpoint of God. Pray Scripture. Someone has said, many people can find the secret of a defeated life in a neglected Bible. Of all activities, I'm telling you, Satan will attack this practice vehemently. Just make up your mind to read the Word of God daily. Start by starting. Do by doing. You need those morning talks with God, too. Oswald J. Smith has said the happiest moments in his life were during prayer and Bible time, called his morning watch. His praying aloud prevented wandering thoughts. His walking ensured against dozing. Praise God. In Calcutta, India, a renowned missionary would often stop in the midst of conversations with people to pray for the various needs of other people around him. This was the secret behind God's great work in Calcutta, India. So he who majors on achievements will find his thrills short-lived, but the child of God who majors on his relationship to the Father will find the well of joy endless, springing up with new victories each and every day, dear one. And then there's faith talk and word declaration. It simply means to say aloud what is written in the Word of God. Your conversations will develop problem consciousness or create promise awareness. Cultivate promise awareness, dear one. I am amazed by reports of people that I hear about who live in different African countries. I pastored some African people years ago in my last pastorate, and they had the one most wonderful outlook on life. They really did. And what was their secret? They refused the oral confession of defeat. They've learned to activate word power by praise. With infectious laughter and the practice of Proverbs 16:24, pleasant words are health to the bones. This turns miserable experiences into praise sessions. Small wonder that these dear people's lives have counted so beautifully for God. Not only in Africa, their homes, but here in the U.S. where they're living now. They have an attitude of gratitude and an unshakable faith. So remember, dear one, you are the property of God. You will not lose to depression. You will win over every circumstance as long as Jesus is your source and focus. Praise God. Let me give you three quick points as we close. These will encourage you. First of all, write these down. Remember them. Gratitude provokes joy. Have an attitude of gratitude. Gratitude provokes joy. Secondly, joy provokes praise. Praise God. And thirdly, praise provokes divine presence. When you give thanks and praise unto God, God comes on the scene in a powerful way, dear one. And gratitude ultimately cures depression. Father God, we thank you for being here with us. We thank you, Father God, that through the most joyous moments of life and even through the most difficult, through the mountaintops and through the deepest, darkest valleys, you are there. You are with us. You encourage us. You lift us up. You are our light, our salvation. You are our glory and the lifter of our heads. And I ask you to lift the heads of those who are dragging around today, those who are hurting, those who are depressed. Help them to look beyond themselves. Help them to give thanks unto God that they're alive and that you have a plan and purpose for their lives. Help them to also reach out to others, Lord, who are hurting, to minister to them and with the love of Christ and his compassion, grace, and mercy, to help other people, to pray for other people, And in so doing, that will help bring healing to those who are reaching out. Oh, Father God, we rebuke the wicked one. We renounce you, Satan, and we renounce your works. You have no power, no authority. Your lies have no sway, and they will take no hold or power over the minds and hearts of believers in Jesus Christ who are listening to this podcast right now. Satan, get out in the name of Jesus. I plead the precious blood of Jesus over each and every person that's listening within the sound of my voice. Get out of their lives. Get out of our lives. Go in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom we belong to and whom we serve. And Father, we give you all the praise and glory as we take hold of our healing, fullness of joy, thanksgiving, and restoration. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Dear ones, please do. Seriously now, go to Amazon.com or go to my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Pick up a copy of one of my latest books that came out this year, entitled Deliverance Handbook, Getting Free Jesus Way. It will help you immeasurably because it's so simply written and it's so scripturally based. It will help you. And it will help someone you love, whether it be family or a friend, a coworker. Buy a copy for yourself and get a copy for a friend. Deliverance Handbook, Getting Free Jesus Way. And let me know. Let me know if that book is a help to you, and let me know if our podcast is a blessing to you. Send me your prayer requests, your comments. Send me some encouragement. I need to hear from you sometimes too. We all need encouragement. But if you do have prayer requests, contact me. I am more than happy to pray with you, and I will send you a word of encouragement in return. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may he always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may God give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, your family, and your home. And may he grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast is a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.